supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
It's a great week to gaze aloft and take in the wonders of the night sky. Joining me to set the scene is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. And Derek, the week kicks off today.
Unbeknownst to most of our listeners, since it's not really visible to us, there was a total lunar eclipse today. It peaked this afternoon at about 2:15 local time. If you happen to be in Europe today, or Asia, Africa, Australia, you would have been able to take part in this. But it actually is the precursor to the total solar eclipse that will be visible across the entire United States 2 weeks from now on August 21st.
I'd rather take in the solar eclipse in the United States than the lunar eclipse elsewhere.
You'd get a much bigger bang for your buck, if you will. Lunar eclipses are, in some sense, more regular than solar eclipses. And I say that not with the sense of frequency, but with their area of available visibility. Solar eclipses, the totality portion, happens for specific parts of the world, very narrow bands, only be visible in its totality across a band that stretches from the west coast of the U.S. to the east coast of the U.S., but only 70 miles wide, the rest of us will experience a partial solar eclipse. Whereas a lunar eclipse is visible by an entire hemisphere.
Coincidence? Or is there a linkage between lunar and solar eclipses?
It's all part of the great celestial machinery of the heavens, which is precise in how its cycles match and meld and work together. What we've done here on Earth to civilize this motion is we've made it work for us in ways that are sensible, logical, and easily divisible. But for the celestial mechanics of the universe, the lunar cycles work together with our orbital motion around the sun in such a way as to provide for a lunar eclipse to either precede or follow a total solar eclipse. But you can see how it would be that if we have a total lunar eclipse on one day, if we go halfway around the planet Earth, we come around to the other side of the planet where the moon can then be in direct alignment with the sun, and we have the solar eclipse on the other half of the moon's cycle.
To whatever extent we can civilize it, it's a tougher task to tame it.
You're absolutely right. In order to properly view a solar eclipse, you must have the proper kind of eyewear, the proper kind of solar filters that will protect your eyesight from the intense light of the sun. You need to cut back the brightness of the sun by 99.98%. 99.98. This kind of protection is available easily these days. You can find them, of course, at your friendly neighborhood science museum. That way you can be assured that you're getting the proper eye protection.
Of course, that eyewear caveat is not necessary to view the Perseid meteor shower at the end of the week.
No, it is not. In fact, this is a great week for astronomy, not only because of the lunar eclipse tonight, but the end of this week, the Perseid meteor shower, one of the two best meteor showers of the year. Yes, there are other meteor showers, but nowhere near as impressive as the Perseid or the Geminid shower that happens in December. This shower tends to show anywhere from 60 to 100 meteors per hour if conditions are right.
What part of the night and what portion of the sky is preferred?
Well, often you'll hear people say that the best time to view a meteor shower is between midnight and sunrise. And that's because the Earth, in its rotation on its axis, is turning into the stream of meteors. However, I'd say as soon as the sky gets dark, you can begin looking for Perseid meteors. The actual spot in the sky where it appears the meteors are coming from is among the stars of the constellation Perseus. Perseus rises at about 11 p.m. in the evening. So if you are up after 11 p.m., what you'll find is that you can look over toward the eastern side of the sky where you'll be looking directly towards Perseus, and that may help to enhance what you see of the shower. But you'll see these meteors all over the sky, and the way to check to make sure if they are Perseids is to try to track the trail that they leave back across the sky to see if it leads back over toward the east-northeast. If the trail you see seems to track back in that location, you're seeing a true Perseid shower.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.